Tensions are rising in Guatemala Tuesday between the government and social organizations as government troops are reported to have opened fire on demonstrators, killing two people in Guatemala's western highlands. The protesters took to the streets for a second day in a row to oppose a free trade accord with the United States. Just a day after anti-free trade agreement protests erupted in violence, when demonstrators and riot police clashed Monday in Guatemala City, violence again has broken out. Organizers said two protesters have been killed and many more injured in the western province of Huehuetenango. They say army soldiers fired on the protesters. Last Thursday, Guatemala's Congress ratified a free trade agreement with the United States, known as CAFTA. Guatemala is the third country after El Salvador and Honduras to ratify the accord. An overwhelming majority of the nation's lawmakers voted for the agreement. They say the accord presents the country with opportunities for economic growth. But labor unions, some smaller political parties, and peasant and indigenous organizations say the accord will only exacerbate poverty and inequality in the region. They have taken to the streets on numerous occasions and in different points around the country to protest the accord. Daniel Pascual is a peasant leader. He said with the protests last week, this one, and more planned for the future, protesters are demonstrating that there is a strong opposition to the trade agreement. He says the accord is bad for the Guatemalan people, especially the poor and small farmers. In addition to more protests, accord opponents said they are planning on challenging the ratification of the accord in the nation's courts. For VOA News, this is Catherine Elton in Guatemala City.